In Northwest news, from KPLU, with Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch recovering from surgery, rookie Thomas Rawls will start this Sunday when the Seahawks host the Steelers. Rawls ran for 209 yards last Sunday, the second most yards in a single game in Seahawks history. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal talks about Lynch, Rawls, and what may be the beginning of a new era. Art, Marshawn Lynch had surgery Wednesday in Philadelphia to repair a sports hernia. What can you tell us about his recovery and what it means for his career?
It's hard to know how it's going to play exactly, but the Seahawks seem to think that he is out for at least 4 to 5 weeks, which means probably the end of the regular season. The Seahawks need to make the playoffs if they're going to see Marshawn. But then again, I'm thinking, is he going to be ready to be Marshawn Lynch with that kind of a layoff? So I think the chances of him returning this season are slim. And then becomes the big question, what about his future? And no one can say anything about that right now. What we do know is he's got another year on his contract, although the Seahawks can cut him and won't have to pay him the $12 million he's owed for that season. The upshot is that there's a new guy in town, and it may be the answer to the Seahawks fans' question, what is the post-Marshawn Lynch world going to look like for the Seahawks? It appears, so far, in good hands.
That's right. That means rookie Thomas Rawls is starting in place of Lynch. He has quite a story that not many people know about.
Well, he was born and raised in Flint, Michigan, a very tough town. And he said, it's a hard place, and you've got to be uncommon to get out of there. And he is an uncommon dude. He first attended the University of Michigan, obviously a big power football school, and he wound up not getting much playing time, so he transferred to a smaller school, Central Michigan. And he was very well known among the scouts, but he went undrafted through all 7 rounds in the spring. And what happened then, according to Pete Carroll, who talked about this Monday, he said that he got on the phone immediately with Rawls. Pete said he put on his old USC recruiting hat and started pitching him about coming to the Seahawks. And Pete told him, he said, I've watched you on film. You are my favorite. And Rawls had to be flattered by that. And he knew the Seahawks, and he also understood the role that rushing has with Marshawn Lynch. And he said, I'll go with you. He was so impressive right away in rookie camp and then training camp and the preseason. The Seahawks felt comfortable enough to let go Robert Turbin, a very reliable backup for 4 years here, plus Kristen Michael, a guy who was a second-round draft choice, because they knew they had something special. And now the world is seeing what's special about this guy, because he not only is a good runner, he's fearless and he's fearsome. And that's really an intimidating factor that you don't often see a team add in the middle of the season.
And what is Rawls' immediate future, starting with Sunday against the Steelers?
Well, he's going to play against a defense that's ranked 27th in the league. And so I think he's going to have a lot of room to run. The issue, I think, with Rawls may be how hard he does run, because a subtle virtue of Marshawn Lynch was that even though we remember him for the Beastquake run and all of the pushing the pile forward, he is very elusive. He dodges tacklers. He doesn't take all of them on because of the wear and tear on his body. Thomas Rawls is going to have to learn to avoid hitting these guys simply because he's got to last. And I don't know how the coaches tell him to throttle back, because he's full bore every play. We'll see how that plays out. It's going to be one of the most dramatic stories of the Seahawks second half.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.